big week, I suppose, for a couple of reasons. You play with him for the 300th time, but he's his 350th as well. It's a bit about Joel, and you've ridden the journey with him on the front row seat. I suppose you're pretty blessed that you've been able to be there basically every step of the way, haven't you?
Yeah, I have been, Kingy. There's probably, as you're aware, there's probably not enough superlatives to describe Joel, but look, he's been a wonderful teammate, and I think milestones are a really enjoyable part of football. Now, that might be your first game, your 100th, your 200th, or your 350th. They're special times for the individual to be celebrated, and particularly this one, being the only Cat to have ever played 350 games. He holds a mountain of records, but it's nice to be able to reflect and appreciate Joel Selwood, the player and the impact that he's had for the club. But, I like it personally because he's one of my best friends. As you said, we got drafted together. We knew a little bit about each other before we got drafted, but I vividly remember where I was when Geelong called out his name, and I thought, how good's this? I've heard he's an excellent player, but from what I remembered at the time, he was a great person, and I was really excited about playing a year or two with him. I didn't think it would eventuate into 300 games together as teammates, but it's a special milestone, one that he's I know he's proud of, but we as a footballing club and as a code should be really proud of and celebrate all the wonderful things he's done, because in my eyes, maybe I'm a bit biased, but I think he's one of the greatest, if not the greatest, Cats player to ever play.
I think it's only a dozen times you've run out and he hasn't been there. A lot of that's been in the last sort of probably 18 months with a couple of injuries he's been managed, but is it weird when you run out and he hasn't been the one out the front leading you out?
Yeah, it is funny because we've both run out together so much. When you're not there for the odd time that injury or suspension hasn't allowed us to, it's a funny feeling. We have, I wouldn't even say it's a routine or anything like that, but it's not a superstition, but we always seem to find each other just before we run out onto the ground, wherever that may be. But it's usually between, when he has his last address inside and before we walk out the doors, we find a way to see each other and try and inspire each other on to perform at a high level to help the group. So it's weird not playing with him, but thankfully we haven't had to do that too much. We've been pretty lucky.
Just with milestones, I mean, sometimes, like you mentioned, like you like to celebrate and you think that they're great. What about the club in terms of, do you think that they'll make a big deal internally of Joel's 350 this week, or is it trying to keep things level on the run into finals?
Well, it's interesting time to answer the question because we actually haven't got together that much as a group, but as the week progresses, there's no doubt that that we will be talking about the impact he's had, the sort of person he's had, person he's been and continues to be, and how much he's helped shape, each individual. And that's going to look so different from my experience to Max Holmes' experience. But I think we will all reflect as a group, but get the opportunity to reflect as individuals on the journey that's been 349 games.
How have you seen him develop as a leader throughout that journey?
Yeah, look, he came into the system touted as a leader and as a future captain. But for me, the thing that I've learnt the most from him is his attitude and will to be the best individual he can be. But then he just drags people along with him with his attitude of working hard. His collective goal, his individual goal aligns with the collective goal, and he just brings people together. And that can be in a really caring way, but it also can be in a really forceful way. So he's got many strings to his bow in the way that he leads, but he's just such a connector. And that's one thing that that externally people may or may not know about him, but he's a wonderful, wonderful person. We forged a great friendship, but he's a wonderful connector of people, always looking after anyone associated with a football club. He goes over and beyond. So he's been a wonderful leader. He's developed that. He's developed skills along the way. But yeah, he's one almighty leader.
Just Joel's obviously going to have many superlatives thrown at him this week. But I mean, your own form at the moment, you must be pretty happy with that number four on the weekend.
Yeah, I think it's symptomatic of our system at the moment. I know that's a boring answer, but we saw us on the weekend sort of play in the ebbs and flows of the game. We really rate Port Adelaide and how hard they can beat over there. So their performance in the third quarter certainly didn't shock us. We would have liked to do a few things differently, but I think where we're at as a group at the moment is we're collectively playing really well, but taking turns right across the board. We saw Tom Atkins, and it's been well documented how well he played throughout the game, but particularly in the last quarter. So, you know, it's, you know, whether it's for me in our forward line, whether it's, you know, Jeremy, Gary, Tyson, myself, Closey, Grine, we get a few midfielders that spin through the half forward, high half forward area as well. We're all getting an opportunity, and the pleasing thing is when presented the opportunity, we were executing. So yeah, we feel like we're going along okay. Obviously, there's plenty of improvement. We never want to be a side that lets the opposition kick six or seven goals in the third. What did they kick? Eight. There you go. Eight. Were even worse. So yeah, plenty to work on, which is good. Again, I'm going to be really boring, but I'll draw back to the overarching group that I play with. So, you know, and Gary Rowan's a great example of that, because Gary, you know, by his own admission, he's not an accumulator of the ball. So he doesn't end up with 20, 25, 30 possessions a game, but he's a very much an impact player and plays such an important part in the way that we function as a forward line. So it's wonderful to play with talented players. I've always said that. I love Jeremy's as talented a player, you know, that I've played with, and I've played with some wonderful players. But we're all getting a look and an opportunity to be impactful on the scoreboard because of the way that our system down there is working. Yeah, I've been lucky. I've been lucky to be sound in mind and sound in body, and hopefully that may continue. I enjoy playing football. I enjoy being around this place. So I'm feeling great, and hopefully I can just keep on playing a role within our system. And at times that's going to be a really important one. But yeah, I'm enjoying my footy.
Whether you're playing next year, Tom?
I'll be playing next year, absolutely. That's certainly the plan. I know that there's like anything, when it comes to a player being out of contract, I know that there's always chatter around what's happening. But yeah, I understand that. Being 34, it's not as much as a formality, but I'm looking forward to doing that when I get the opportunity to.